So I think we'll start rolling with a few questions here for you, Bojan. We'll start with Chris and Kenny, Jazz TV.
Yep.
Hey, Bogey. Good to see you. It feels like it's been forever. How you doing, man?
Exactly. I'm good. I'm getting better.
Good. That's good to hear. So, you know, I know, man, it's been a while since I've last talked to you and since you've been with the team, really. First, just what has it been like for you this entire process? And what have you missed most?
I mean, I miss to be all around those guys. I miss the feeling for the game, especially because I miss the playoffs. That's the most exciting part of the season. It's been time long recovery. First time that I'm in this position. First time like that I have any major injury. So it's been tough for me mentally and also just working out without using my hand for whole summer and watching the NBA playoffs on TV. But like I say, I'm getting better and I hope that I'll be back soon.
Next we'll go to Tony Jones, The Athletic.
Hey, Bojan, how you doing? How you doing? You know, what was the process for you to just figuring out that, hey, surgery is something that we need and, you know, and how, what's it going to be like coming back? You know, as you said, this is your first major injury of your career. And, you know, Dennis said that they had to really talk you into the surgery. So what's the whole process been like for you?
I mean, it was really tough to me when I realized that I had torn my ligaments. I mean, I was in a pain for mostly of the season, but we didn't know that is that major. So kind of after talking to every single player and every single member of the coaching staff and the front office, we all decided that it's probably better for the team to have a healthy team beginning of this season instead of putting me in position to maybe end up breaking my hand or even being on sideline for more time. So I think that I wanted to be there and I was the first one that was trying to talk everybody to let me play in the playoffs. But I think that this was the kind of smart decision. I mean, it's been already 6 months since I have the surgery. So if I had it after the playoffs, it would be kind of take a long time to recover. I would miss mostly of this season. So I think that was good decision to have surgery right before the playoffs, actually.
All right, next up is Eric Walden, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Bojan, good to see you. I was just wondering if you could kind of take us through like exactly what the rehab process that you've gone through has entailed, like what you've been doing to kind of work on your wrist and get it better. And also, what is your expectation for being ready to go at the start of the season?
I mean, right after the surgery, I had a braid or cast on my hand, so I couldn't do basically anything for the 2 months. That after those 2 months, they removed the pins from my wrist, and I was able to work on my motion to start getting my motion back. I was doing that maybe for a month or even more, for 2 months, and then after that I start to do some exercises, some strength exercises for my wrist. So I'm right now in a good position. My hand is, my wrist is getting better. I start to work on a court as well, shooting threes and all of that. I don't know in which position I am right now. We will need to reevaluate my situation when we start with a contact practice. So I cannot tell you exactly if I'm gonna be ready or not for the beginning of the season. So I gotta wait and start to go 1-on-1 and start to play 5-on-5 some contact game, and then I'll see how my wrist gonna react. But I'm really happy on the position that I am right now.
Next up, we'll go Sarah Todd, Deseret News.
Hi, Boyan. Earlier, we were talking to Quinn, and I was kind of talking to him about the way that he coaches and how sometimes he can be hard on people and snap at players, but he does it sort of respectfully. And I'm just wondering how you view him as a coach and the way he coaches. Ben, he also had mentioned that he probably wouldn't be worse than Coach Abramovich. So he was sure that you were going to be fine with talking with.
Yeah, he was in Europe as well, so he know how to coach hard and how to be hard with the players. But I think that he's first of all really great mentor for all of us. He's great person, and then he know how to talk to the people, how to talk to the players to get involve everybody, even those players that they are not playing, that they are on a bench. They are really love him, and they are really happy with the way he's coaching them. So imagine how we feel that the guys that we are playing the huge minutes. So he can be hard sometimes, but I think that he's really, really, first of all, a great person and then great coach.
All right, we'll go to Anayo Campbell, UtahJazz.com.
Hey, so Coach Quinn mentioned that although you weren't actually in the bubble, you were there virtually with photos of you on the elevator. So how does it feel now to know that you're going to be reunited with your teammates? And then you've seen the playoffs on television. What are some of your goals once you're fully healthy to be reunited?
I mean, first of all, it was great to see all that support that they have for me right after the surgery. Then on those big pictures on their elevators, I was with them virtually, actually every single day talking to the players. Then before the games, I was on a Zoom call actually with them as a surprise. So it was really tough for me to be up every single night and watch them, and I couldn't help them, especially because we lost the first round. Even I thought that we play great basketball. So I hope that we're gonna have a healthy team. Even Mike wasn't played the first game against Denver in the playoffs. So I hope that we're gonna have a healthy team from the beginning. We were dealing with a lot of injuries last season. Even Mike was out. So that was also the big part of why I had the surgery right before the playoffs, because we decide that is best for our team. Also, it was first year, we had a lot of new players, so I think that was a good decision, and I hope that we're gonna have a healthy team, so we're gonna attack playoffs next year.
Next question is from Dana Green, ABC4.
Hey, Boyan, just to kind of pick up on that, what is your read on this year's team? I mean, you bring the core of the team back. You add Derek Favors. Do you expect this team to click and gel much quicker than it did maybe at the beginning of last year if you guys are all healthy?
I think we had a great season. We had a great chemistry. Even we had a lot of new guys last year. So they kept all the core guys, and we are one more year together. They brought the Derek Favors that was here like for the almost 10 years. You know, the Queen system, you know, all organization. He played with mostly of these guys. So I think that it's going to be easy for all of us to adjust. I mean, we're going to play probably same style of basketball. Donovan is one more year like older and more experienced, playoff experience. So he's going to be even better this season. So that's going to all help us. Like I said, the most important thing for us is to help, to stay healthy.
Next up, we'll go with Ben Anderson, KSLSports.com.
Boyan, you had to play the four quite a bit last year. And now with Derek Favors, it sounds like there's some plan to play he and Rudy together. What's it mean to be able to move back to the small forward position? And how does that change your game?
I mean, that they brought him so they can probably match up with all those big four, probably with AD and the other guys. I think that was the smart move, especially they brought the player, like I said before, that was here. So he know the system, he know how the Queen wants to coach the team, and then so he won't need the time to adjust comparing to if they brought the other guys. So I think that we are really good, like lined. We can play with the two bigs with him and Rudy on the court, but also we can play small like he does in the last season. So I think that is, and he brings the experience. He's played a lot of years in a league, so I think that he's gonna be big time for us, especially on the playoffs.
All right, we have a follow up from Eric Walden, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Boyan, in speaking with Quinn earlier, he mentioned that one of the things he probably would like to see from you this year is having you post up more. Just wondering what you thought about that and what other wrinkles we can expect to see from your game this year.
I mean, they show me some numbers. Like, I'm already here a month and a half, so I'm trying to work out on my post game. They show me the numbers that I was efficient last season, so we're going to try to work more and put me in position to pose. Then I'm working a lot on my footwork to play better defense, to be more aggressive, to give more effort on defensively and on the board. So I think that those two things are the major for me to improve for next year.
One more follow-up from Sarah Todd, Deseret News.
Hey, Boyan, I know that with the particular surgery that you had, there is sometimes some concern about gaining the full range of motion back with the wrist. Have you felt like you're getting your motion back? And has the progress, I mean, from doctors and everyone, has they been telling you that it's been going well?
I mean, my motion is great. I'm almost back to my regular comparing to my left hand. I don't think that I have any problem with the dead, which is important for me because it's my shooting hand. Now I have to adjust, just like I say, contact drills, how I'm going to fall. I cannot improvise when you fall on the floor. There is no, you don't know how you're going to land. So it's easy right now working out on those things, but when you get on the court, it's completely different. So I think that that's going to be the biggest part of my recovery and the biggest part of getting back on the floor play again. And then motion is great right now.